Now, what is the key to being tremendously successful financially? You can ask any successful individual who has made a large amount of money, what's the key to making money? And almost always they will come up with a very similar answer. Find a need and fill it. Do you know about Heng Yin? You probably don't. Not many people know who she is. In the 1990s, she immigrated to America. She spoke no English, and she found herself in Los Angeles with no means to support herself, and so she took very menial jobs. But she was convinced that she could make something of her life, and she knew and felt deep within her that she had something to offer. And what she did is she started going around to recycling places and buying used cardboard. And she shipped the used cardboard off to China. Now, sounds very basic, very easy, but nobody else was doing it. And her company, Nine Dragons, is now worth $5 billion. She found a need and she fulfilled it. Chad Hurley and Steve Chem were in their 20s, and they couldn't figure out how come it's so easy to share photos but not videos. How come we can't share videos with one another? So they followed their curiosity and their passion, and they created a way of sharing videos. And what happened is YouTube. And they sold YouTube to Google for billions of dollars. What started out as an idea, what started out as a product, a service that nobody else was offering, created a billion-dollar company. Find a need and fill it. Of course, we all know who Jeff Bezos is. He founded Amazon. He was in the financial industry, and he noticed that there was an explosion of interest in the internet, that the internet was growing exponentially. And so he started an online bookstore. Why he started it is that he noticed that when he would go to his local bookstore, that often he couldn't find the titles he wanted. And he had an idea. You see, everything starts with an idea. He said, what if there was a place that I could go to and buy whatever book I wanted, and it was always available? And that was the beginning of Amazon. And now he's the richest man in the world. And his goal is to have Amazon be the Earth's most customer-centric company. Focus on the customer. Find a need and fill it. Sarah Blakely, founder of Spanx, Undergarments for Women. She was a door-to-door salesman selling fax machines. Now we're going back, 1998. Door-to-door sales selling fax machines. At 27, she put together $5,000 and started her company, Spanx. She didn't like pantyhose, but she liked the control top. So she cut off the legs and invented Spanx. Very simple idea. Very often, they are very simple ideas. Find a need and fill it. 15 years later, she's a billionaire. And here's her advice to people. Visualize where you are heading. Now, have you heard that before? Visualize where you are heading and trust your instincts. Trust your gut feelings. Find a need and fill it. The marketplace is loaded. It's abundant. It's dynamic and ever-changing. And it rewards ingenuity and service. Isn't it fabulous that we live in the free enterprise system, a capitalist system that allows us to take an amazing idea, a good product, a good service, something that serves society, that you can find a need and fill it, and you can become tremendously wealthy. John McKay grew up eating Cocoa Puffs and hamburgers and basically junk food. And then at 23, he started working at a vegetarian co-op and discovered health food. Then he raised $45,000 to open his first store with his girlfriend in Austin, Texas. Have you heard of it? It's called Whole Foods. Now, he had lots of ups and downs on his way to success. In fact, his first store flooded, and he had no flood insurance. But he persevered, and he went public, and he became a multimillionaire. You see, all these people found something that served other people. They found a need, and they served it. The marketplace is abundant. It is dynamic and ever-changing. There are opportunities everywhere. Mark Cuban, owner of the basketball team, the Dallas Mavericks. He was a self-described hustler. In fact, he got fired from so many different jobs that he figured, I better form my own company. And he did form his own company. Here's some advice from him. Pay attention to those things that you devote your time to. This is part of understanding and coming in tune with where your gifts are and where you will find a product and service that nobody else has. He founded MicroSolutions. He sold it to Yahoo for $5 billion. Here's some advice from him. Where you put your time and effort, you'll end up being good. And nobody quits anything that they're good at because it's fun to be good. It's fun to be one of the best. Richard Branson started out selling albums, moved into music, moved into having airlines, and now he has over 100 businesses. He's an entrepreneur. You see, all of us have the ability of being tremendously successful. Now, all these examples that I have used are people that have become billionaires. And I love their stories because I love the word abundance. Abundance is my most favorite word. But it's not a matter of being a billionaire. It's a matter of you being financially successful. What do you need to do to become financially successful? Linda Morrison had an autistic child, and she formed a company, Educational Products for the Disadvantaged. And she has done extremely well. She's not a billionaire, but she is a millionaire. Peter Moore was a bank manager, and he realized he didn't enjoy that he was really more of a people person, and he moved into sales, and now he's tremendously successful. Now let me tell you the story of Benny the Cobbler. I was in South Africa, and I'm walking along the street, and someone comes up to me and says, John, I don't know if you remember me or not. And I did remember him. He was the shoeshine boy. And I would get my shoes shined at his little stall every time that I went by it. And he said, you gave me a book last year, your book, Mind Power. And I read it, and I believed what you said, and I practiced what you said. And I raised $300. Now, $300 might not sound much to you, but to Benny, it was a lot. He raised $300. He bought himself the equipment to make shoes. And now he makes shoes and is a very successful cobbler, making and fixing shoes. He found a need and he fulfilled it. I want you to repeat to yourself over and over again that the marketplace is dynamic and ever-changing. It's loaded, and it rewards ingenuity and service. I want to say this one more time, And as I repeat these words, I want them to soak into your consciousness. The marketplace in which all of us live is dynamic and ever-changing. There are opportunities in it now that did not exist yesterday. It's changing that fast. And there will be opportunities that happen tomorrow and next week and next month that never existed before. It's dynamic and ever-changing. It's loaded. There's hundreds of billions of dollars exchanging hands every day. And it rewards ingenuity and service. You need to contemplate this. You need to get rid of any limiting beliefs. Oh, I'm stuck, or I'm too old, or I don't know what to do, or I can't get ahead financially. Those are limiting beliefs. That is scarcity consciousness. And I'm shortly going to teach you how to create a prosperity consciousness. But at this point of our session, let's all of us acknowledge together that the marketplace that we live in is dynamic and ever-changing, it's loaded, and it rewards ingenuity and service. And when we get ourselves into the game, when we decide to play the monopoly game of our life, of creating financial success in our life, it's set up perfectly for us to get what we want.